గురుదేవ్ విత్ ఎ డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ మర్సీ మేక్ దిస్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్స్ హంబ్లర్ దెన్ ఎ బ్లేడ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ గివ్ మీ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు బియర్ ఆల్ ట్రయల్స్ అండ్ ట్రబుల్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రీ మీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ డిజైర్స్ ఫర్ ఆనర్. పేజ్ 134 శ్రీ బ్రజధామ్ మహిమామృత. లెట్స్ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఫాస్ట్, దెన్ విల్ గో టు ది ప్రభుజీ. దర్ ఈస్ ఎ మైక్రోఫోన్, కెన్ యూ పాస్ సో దట్ వీ కెన్, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సేడ్ దట్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో గో టు ది ఆన్లైన్ టు సీ. సో ఐ విల్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ వన్. All glories to Radha and Krishna and the divine forest of Vrindavan. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath and Madana Mohana.
Praise to Shyamakunda and Radhakunda, Govardhana Hill and the Yamuna River, Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Madhuvana, where Krishna and Balaram displayed their childhood pastimes.
Glories to Kesagatta, where Krishna killed the Kesa demon. All glories to Vamsi Vata tree, where Krishna stood when he attracted all the gopis by playing his flute. Glories to all 12 forests of Raja. And these places, the son of Nanda, Sri Krishna, performed his pastimes.
All glories to Krishna's father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. All glories to the cowherd boys headed by Sri Dama. All glories to the cows and calves of Raja.
All glories to Radha's father and mother, Prishabha and beautiful Krishna. All glories to Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni and grandmother of Madhumanganakara and beloved discipline of Devarsi Narada. All glories to the young coward maiden of Vraja.
All glories to Gopisvara Siva, who resides in Vrindavan to protect the holy dham. All glories to Krishna's funny Brahman friend, Madhumangal.
All glories to Ramagata, where Lord Balaram performed his rasa dance. All glories to Lord Balarama, the son of Rohini. All glories to the residents of Vrindavana.
All glories to the wives of the proud Vedic Brahmanas. All glories to the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Through pure devotion, they all obtain the lotus feet.
All glories to the place where Sri Krishna performed his rasa dance. All glories to Radha and Shyama. All glories to the divine rasa dance, the most beautiful of all Lord Krishna's pastimes.
All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all the rasas, and all Sri Krishna prospectus in Rajas in the form of Prakriya Bhava.
Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's consort Sri Jahnavidevi, this very foreign and lowly servant of Krishna sings the Sankirtan of the holy name. Jai Jai Sri Radha Krishna Bhagavan Ki. Let's sing it all together. So I will sing, then you will repeat with me. Let's go to one more. Okay. Sri Sri Gaur Nityanandir Daya, the mercy of Sri Gaura and Nityananda, from Dhamali by Lochan Das Thakur. Text 1. Lord Nithai and Lord Gaurachandra are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful.
My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. Become absorbed in worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any material motive.
My dear brothers, just try to examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt.
But I, Lochana Dasa, regret that I am entrapped by sense gratification. I have no attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And therefore, Yamaraja, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this moment.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So Bhagavad Gita, I did it, chapter
7, text 4. This knowledge of the absolute. You can sit in the cushion, please. There are, if you like. Here, you can use one of the Bhagavad Gita books. So Bhagavad Gita, as it is, page 326, knowledge of the absolute. And we'll recite 4, 5, 6, 7, okay? Bhumirapo nalobayuhu.
Bhumirapo nalobayuhu.
Khammano buddhirevacha. अहंकार इतियामे भिन्न प्रकृति रष्टधा भूमिरापो नलो वायुः खम्मनो बुद्धिरेवच अहंकार इतियामे भिन्न प्रकृति रष्टधा भूमिरापो नलो वायुः खम्मनो बुद्धिरेवच अहंकार इतियम्मे भिन्न प्रकृति रष्टधा. टेक्स्ट 5. अपरेयम् इतस्त अन्यम् प्रकृतिं विद्धि मे पराम् जीवभूतं महाबाहो येदं धारेति जगत् अपरेयम् इतस्त अन्यम् प्रकृतिं विद्धि मे पराम् जीवभूतं महाबाहो येदं धारयति जगत् अपरेयम् इतस्त अन्यम् प्रकृतिं विद्धि मे पराम् जीवभूतं महाबाहो येदं धारयति जगत्. Text 6. Somebody wants to chant? You have the microphone, please. Just chant 3 times.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Sarvaniti upadraya.
Sarvaniti upadharaya.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Prabhava pralayastatha.
Prabhava pralayastatha.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Sarvaniti upadharaya.
Sarvaniti upadharaya.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Prabhava pralayastatha.
Prabhava pralayastatha.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Etad yonini bhutani.
Sarvaniti upadharaya.
Sarvaniti upadharaya.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Prabhava pralayastatha.
Prabhava pralayastatha. Thank you. Text 7, somebody can chant 3 times.
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
किञ्चित् अस्ति धनञ्जय
किञ्चित् अस्ति धनञ्जय
मयि
सर्वं इदं प्रोतम्
सूत्रे मणिगणा इव
सूत्रे मणिगणा एव
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
किञ्चित् अस्ति धनञ्जय
किञ्चित् अस्ति धनञ्जय मयि सर्वं इदं प्रोतम्
सूत्रे मणिगणा इव
श्रुत्रे मणिगण एव
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
मत्तः परतरं नान्यत्
किञ्चिदस्ति धनञ्जय
किञ्चिदस्ति धनञ्जय
मयि सर्वम् इदं प्रोतम्
मयि सर्वम् इदं प्रोतम्
सूत्रे मणिगण इव
सूत्रे मणिगण एव. थैंक यू वेरी मच. सो आई विल जस्ट रीड द ट्रांसलेशन एंड वी विल रीड टिल 7. जस्ट द ट्रांसलेशन. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these 8 constitute my separated material energies. Can you read the translation 5?
Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of material inferior nature.
6.
All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution.
57.
O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
Do you want to come to the hundi here? Yeah, please. Nilesh Prabhu, you can give some of prasadam if there is devotees there. Just I will read the purport of only text 4 because it is too long. Purport of text 4, Bhagavad Gita as it is, page 326, by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The science of God analyzes the constitutional position of God and His diverse energies. Material nature is called Prakriti or the energy of the Lord in His different Purusha incarnations, expansions, as described in the Sattva Tantra. Vishnustu Trini Rupani Purushakhyani Atho Viduhu Ekam Tu Mahatra Srashta Dvitiyam Tu Anda Samsitam Tritiyam Sarva Bhutastham Tani Gyatva Vimuchyate. For material creation, Lord Krishna's plenary expansion assumes three Vishnus. The first one, Mahavishnu, creates the total material energy, known as the Mahatattva. The second one, Garbhadakasa Vishnu, enters into all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third one, Kshirodakasa Vishnu, is diffused as the all-pervading super soul in all the universes and is known as Paramatma. He is present even within the atoms. Anyone who knows these three Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. This material wall is a temporary manifestation of one of the energies of the Lord. All the activities of the material world are directed by these three Vishnu expansion of Lord Krishna. These Purushas are called incarnations. Generally, one who does not know the science of God, Krishna, assumes that this material world is for the enjoyment of the living entities and that our living entities are the Purushas, the causes, controllers and enjoyers of the material energy. According to Bhagavad Gita, this atheistic conclusion is false. In the verse under discussion, it is stated that Krishna is the original cause of the material manifestation. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this. The ingredients of the material in manifestations are separated energies of the Lord. Even the Brahma Jyoti, which is the ultimate goal of the impersonalist, is a spiritual energy manifested in the spiritual sky. There are no spiritual diversities in the Brahma Jyoti as there are in the Vaikuntha Lokas. And the impersonalist accepts this Brahma Jyoti as the ultimate eternal goal. The Paramatma manifestation is also a temporary, all-pervasive aspect of the Kshirodakasa Vishnu. The Paramatma manifestation is not eternal in the spiritual world. Therefore, the factual absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He is the complete energetic person and He possesses different, separated and internal energies. In the material energy, the principal manifestations are 8. As above mentioned, out of these, the first 5 manifestations, namely earth, water, fire, air, and sky, are called the 5 gigantic creations or the gross creations, within which the 5 sense objects are included. They are the manifestations of physical sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. Material science comprises these 10 items and nothing more. By the 3 items, namely mind, intelligence, and false ego, are neglected by the materialist. Philosophers who deal with the mental activities are also not perfect in knowledge because they do not know the ultimate source, Krishna, the false ego, I am, and it is mine, which constitute the basic principle of mental existence, includes 10 senses organs for mental activities. Intelligence refers to the total material creation, called the Mahatattva. Therefore, from the 8 separated energies of the Lord are manifest the 24 elements of the material world, which are the subject matter of Sankhya atheistic philosophy. They are originally offshoots from Krishna's energy and are separated from Him. But atheist Sankhya philosophers, with a poor fund of knowledge, do not know Krishna as the cause of all causes. The subject matter for discussion in the Sankhya philosophy is only the manifestation of the external energy of Krishna, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Hari Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshiravun Militam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaham Sri Chaitanya Manovhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Sapadantikam வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுத பாத கமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவம் ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சக்ரஜாத்தம் சகன ரகுநாத் நிதம் தம் சஜிவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சைதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண பாதன் சகன லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகாநிதம் ச ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதி கோபேச கோபீக கந்த ராத கந்த நமஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதி பிருந்தாபனேஸ்வரி விருஷபானுசுதி தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்பிரியே வஞ்சகல்பத்தருபியசஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்யோ ஏவ ச பதிதானம் பாவினிப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ 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 விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே கோபால கிருஷ்ண கோஸ்வாமினி நாமினே ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதஸ்ய சாஹித்ய நேன பிரகாச விதரண பிரச்சாரம் கிருத்தவான் சாது பகவத் பதாயதே நமோஹம் நமோம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி நிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவி கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சுன்னிவாதி பாஷ்சத் தேச தாரிணே ஜாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So thank you everyone for coming to the Sunday Love Feast program to ISKCON Silicon Valley. My name is Balimardhan Das. So I'll be taking you through a 45 minutes journey to the Bhagavad Gita, realization of this chapter text 4 for the chapter 7, the knowledge of the absolute, where Krishna is describing about the material energies and his different energies. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vedanta Sutra, it says parasya saktira vividheva shruyate. Just like one aphorism it is given that aham brahmasmi athad brahma jigyasa, very small aphorisms it is given in the Vedanta Sutra, and from that the Upanishads are derived by discussion by the different saintly person, by different Mahajans, and there's Upanishads like 100-year Upanishads and many other Upanishads are produced based on their name or based on the topic. For example, Isho Upanishads or Taittiriya Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishads, based on the saintly persons that particular Upanishad is named. So similarly, when you come to this one, this is also called Gita Upanishad, one of the 108 Upanishads. So it is also called Gita Upanishad, which is coming from Mahabharat. But Bhagavad Gita has a lot more importance because Lord Krishna has spoken to Arjuna in the battlefield. That's why this Bhagavad Gita is very, very important. So in this chapter, Krishna is mentioning about Bhumi Rapo Analo Bhayu Kham Mano Buddhi Revacha Ahankar Iti Yamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. It is said that Krishna has three principal categories of energy: Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta Kshetra Jakhya Tathapara. He has three principal categories of energy. One is spiritual, second one is marginal and material. In other words, in technical, in Sanskrit, it is called spiritual is his and marginal is the living entity. Spiritual is his own internal potency, and material energy is all these which is substance, which is inert matter, just like this table, earth, water, whichever we are seeing. And that has been again categorized as 8 that constitute of my separated material energies. So bhinna prakriti, why it is called bhinna prakriti? In spiritual world there is absolute, it is called kaivalyam. Akhilatma Bhuta means in this Akhilatma Bhuta, Krishna is everything, but in spiritual world, Krishna is non-different from any objects. It is said that he is everywhere, but there is a difference, just like maybe it is not a right example, but Prabhupada gave two examples on that, that I am talking right now, and if it is recorded in this machine, and again it is replayed, it is not my voice, but it is my voice on the other word, simultaneously one and different. So it is bhinna when it is replayed. So he is saying that we have to understand the bhinna prakriti, means this is the separated energies of Krishna, which is this 8 material energy. So it is even though Krishna's own energy, but it is separated for him. Just like when Krishna comes, there is a difference between incarnation, expansion and swamsa. Swamsa, bivinnamsa. And from swamsa, that is called all the Vishnu Tattva is coming. It is his own personal expansion. And then separated expansion. We all are separated expansion. That is Jiva Tattva. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita, when it is coming up as spiritual, let's talk about this. When you understand the entire spirituality, so Krishna is giving here an example, the tenets of basic, that 8 material energies, how you can get from me. That is earth, which you know, and how this, if you understand more analytically way, that how the difference grade of matter has been defined and why it is in the same order. So if you talk, the first word is called Bhumir. Bhumi means earth. And more subtle than earth is more gross. If you see, it is likely gross. That's why it has touch and all the things is there. Then the next one is coming as water, which is more subtle. It is more subtle means can move. Water is fluidity is there. So the more subtle is earth, from there is water. And from water is, you can see analo, that is fire, which is fire is more subtle than the water. You cannot touch, but you can see at least the vision. And then air, where you can feel. If there is a breeze is coming, then you can see cold. If it is hot, then you can feel from the air, which is more subtle than fire. And then finally ether. Ether is space, because there is nowhere in this world which is ether is not there. Everywhere it is filled in. And this is the five gross element. This gross element it is called technically. And there is three subtle elements. Just like these three subtle elements is mano buddhi evacha. Mano means mind, and buddhi means intelligence, and ahankar itiyamme. Ahankar means false ego. Means this is mine, this is my wife, this is my children. Because Prabhupada explained, I was just listening to his explanation in 1974. Prabhupada gave this Bhagavad Gita lecture in Vrindavan for 27 minutes 31 seconds. And I was trying to understand what he was trying to say. And he has given very nice example he has described about this metal creation, about the parasya shakti vivideva sruyate. And then he said, that this all these things comprises of suta, mita, ramani, samaja. All these things comprise of suta means children, means I have nice children. Mita means friend, that I have nice friends, that my friends are very great. They help me whenever I am in need or whatever it is, or they entertain me. Then ramani, ramani means woman, so I have nice wife. So this samaja means all the things the man considers him, that when he thinks these three elements, that suta, mita, ramani, means I have nice children, I have nice friends, I have nice wife, so that's why I make my own false conception that I am happy. And by how we happy, in the next sloka Krishna is saying that what we do, he is saying, O my dear Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mind which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of the material inferior nature. Why we are saying exploiting this? Because Krishna, whenever he is saying that go and do yajna and come back home. But instead of that, we are trapped here in this material world. Instead of pledging to the Lord, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that samsiddhir haritoshanam. It is a varnasra atopunga dvijasrishta varnasrama vibhagasa sthanusitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. It is saying that varnasrama had been divided into four categories, just like Brahmana, Vaishya, Sudra, and Kshatriya. So it is said that atopunga dvijasrishta varnasrama vibhagasa. Vibhagasa, the division of society has been done accordance with my principles. Because I know that Karl Marx theory, that he said in the Russia we were the society-less, classless people. It is not possible. Because every mentality of every human being is different. Somebody may tend to be an administrator, somebody tend to be a complete sudra, and all these things will go on. So it is said, sthanu sitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritosanam. Means the only religions you can get is by pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna is saying, because if you exploit this material world, besides this, all these living entities who is superior than me, means it is called three energies. Material energy is comprised of the eight one, and then above material energy is the marginal energy, which is the living being, all the jiva tattvas. And above the jiva tattva is the spiritual energy, which is Lord's own energy. And that is in the spiritual world. Ekanshino sthito jagat means one-fourth of this creation is comprising of the living entities. Let's say, how many living entities in this planet? Can you count? Maybe we count human being only, 1 billion, 10 billion, 100 billion, whatever it is. But in one body, it is said that one body of a human person, there are so many living cells, which is more than even entire creations in this one particular planet. So just imagine, so billions, trillions of living beings. Don't consider that just the human being. 84 lakhs or 840 millions of different species of life which is exist in the universe. And may not be, we may have perceived about 20, 30, 100, 200, whatever it is. But those things have been, 840 million spaces have been, that has been given by the Lord as an apartment. Just like you go to San Francisco to three different apartment complex. Okay, based on your desire, you have fireplace, I have this swimming pool, I have this. So it is an apartment. So based on what you pay, you get that apartment. So this body is just like an apartment. So based on our karma, we get this body. Suppose somebody may be a lion, somebody may be this, somebody may be that. So by the evolution's process, the evolution of not this body, rather the spirit soul consciousness development. This consciousness development, when it comes, then we come from, and the final stage of the 84 lakhs of species is the human being. And human being has, I think, 400,000 species of human beings, which is present in this universe. So we are there. There may be varieties of human beings which are different than our mentality. So we are in the residing in the apartment now to utilize it for the sake of Supreme Lord. Just like the body, the vision can be seen by the beautiful form of the Lord. So by this one, all the contaminated pollutions can be really purified. Similarly, our ear can be purified by hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And many other, the tongue can be vibrated to glorify the Lord. So all these senses, the legs and heads, it is said by in Srimad Bhagavatam that how, just like, peacock is a beautiful animal, beautiful, and it has, have you seen the peacock feather? Just like Krishna is wearing, nobody has seen, just see the top of the crown, Krishna has a peacock feather, or the small Krishna. So the peacock feather, it has also eye. But what is the use of that? It was giving an example and an analogy as a metaphor. Then what is the use of eye? It cannot see. So what is the use of our eye? Even though if you are here, we are not eager to see the Lord. And by any means, he cannot get to know about the Lord. Ato se Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriya sevana mukhe jivadi spuradiyamada. So it is said, by chanting of the holy name, you will be able to understand God. No other means. Why it is said that? Because you understand all the scriptures. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrika, Vidhi Vina. Means without the advice of Shruti, Smriti, Purana, then it is called Akantika Harir Bhakti Utpayateva Kalpate. Means without this considerations or conclusion of Shruti, Smriti, Purana, all of our understanding is just a disturbance to the society. So unless and until you take a reference, and it is said by Lord Brahma to Narad Muni, whenever even he is asking about how these people can be liberated, and he is saying that this chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Sodasaka Namnam, Kali Kalma Sanasanam. He is saying that this 16 syllables of mantra is only thing. Na Paratar Upaya Sarva Vedesru Dishyate. I can see that this chanting of this holy name is the only means to be delivered by this age. Haridas Thakur, whenever he was given, glorified, and it is said that this, how this, the eight material energy is controlled, and this is controlled by whom? By Goddess Kali or Goddess Durga, which is controlling as a Maya Devi in this material world. So Haridas Thakur is a great devotee. So Haridas Thakur was meditating. He was tested many times. He was beaten in the 21 marketplace. He was tested by, sent by a prostitute to be defamed his name because he was a great saintly person. He was never disturbed. But finally, not only he, when he was meditating with Advaita Acharya, then he said that I wanted to go to Ganges. And on the bank of the Ganges, he has a cave. And he was meditating on the cave, on the bank of the Ganges. He chanted 300,000 names of the God every day, which is like equivalent to 192 rounds of the chanting of the name, just like we chant in the beats. It has like 108 beats, 192 rounds he chanted. So Haridas Thakur was chanting on his cave every day, and fortunately or unfortunately, one day a beautiful woman came to his door. And it is likely in this material world, the most beautiful and the comprising is the Maya or Saraswati, also, which is the manifestations of not this wife of Vishnu, as you asked last Saturday. So when Haridas Thakur was chanting, and when this Maya Devi, which is the incarnation of Durga or the controller of all these energies in this world, just like shadow of Yoga Maya, which is Mahamaya in this world, she came in persons and she was trying to attract Haridas Thakur. So she came in, and it was said that it is a complete full moon day, which is the moonlight is reflecting on the Ganges water. The Ganges water is crystal clear, not like nowadays it is becoming polluted, but Ganges never pollutes. And when the Ganges water is there, it is reflecting in the night. Just imagine a full moon day, and there is a cave, and there is a tulsi plant. Haridas Thakur never goes and builds a temple. He used to just chant in front of Tulsi Devi. So whenever he chants in front of Tulsi Devi is so powerful. Even she is much more higher positions than Mahamaya or anybody else. So when he comes, so Mahamaya, when she comes and approaches, so before she goes to meet Haridas Thakur, she circumambulated 3 times to the Tulsi Devi. And she offer her respects and prayer to Tulsi Devi before she enters into there. And then when she go and she was asking, you know, bewilderment. And it was said, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioning that it was so bewildering that even a greatest yogi like Vishwamitra or greatest yogi in this earth cannot sustain. It is just, imagine Menaka or Urvashi or somebody else. It is beyond that, which is Mahamaya herself is coming, which is beyond the imaginations of the beauty which he can conceive. Just like Urvasi, even though created by the thigh of the Lord Vishnu. And just imagine that how beautiful and how she was attracting to Haridas Thakur. So even though Haridas Thakur, then when she chanted, she said that I have to complete my rounds. It is my duty. He said that saintly persons are always pleasing to the poor and person like misfortunate person like me. And Haridas Thakur definitely wait for me. I will complete my rounds and we will have chat. So it continues chanting in the, it became morning, then she left. Second day she came again, it became morning. She was still chanting Haridas Thakur. Third day she came again, he was chanting and chanting. Then she was finally disgusted and she asked, you said that you are going to satisfy me, but what's happening? And why your chanting is not finished? And he replied that my chanting cannot be completed and I don't know. I have my rounds to complete and whenever the rounds comes, I will definitely talk to you. But by the time, within the 3 days, by the chanting of pure devotee, the vibrations, she was so perfect and she approached Haridas Thakur and Haridas Thakur gave that mantra. She got the mantra of Ram mantra from Lord Shiva. And finally she said that by getting the Ram mantra you will be liberated, but by getting the Krishna mantra you will get the love of God. That is the difference. By getting the Ram mantra, he was saying, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that you will be liberated. But by getting this Krishna mantra, you will get the love of God. By chanting name of, just like there is no difference in the holy name of God. But even though in a one sense, when in a word of freedom of the devotions or the feelings of devotions, devotee describes the thousands name of Vishnu is one name of Rama and three name of Rama is one name of Krishna. So, irrespective of that, when she was saying, then Haridas Thakur initiated with this Hare Krishna mantra to the Mahamaya, and then she got the mercy of Krishna. So, the, by the pure devotee, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that the devotee can give, impart this knowledge or this Mahamantra to the other devotees. Even though it is freely available, Mahamaya can get the Hare Krishna mantra from any Upanishads. But it has to get received from a pure devotee. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami again said here that even though I wanted to give faith to all the people that how the benefit of the chanting of the holy name, in this age when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this planet 500 years ago in 1486, still there are all the great personalities, just imagine 4 Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Shiva, Hanuman, take any names, Lalita, Vishakha, take any names of the spiritual world, they all descend to test the nectar. Not only those devotees or great personalities, but Krishna himself also came to test his holy name. Because it is saying, Atasi Krishna Namadi. Because the holy name of Krishna is so potent. Even Krishna wants to test his name in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that feelings is so expressed. Rupa Goswami, when he meets in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they thought that they are coming back from his brother Anupam, and Sanatana Goswami is already there, and he's coming back from that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already arrived in Jagannath Puri, and they wanted to meet him. And when Rupa Goswami is meeting, he has written the book called Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava, when he was meditating that I have to write the books, I have to write the poetic drama of the feelings of Krishna and Radha. And he was thinking what to write. And there is a very long story. And he was so many things and came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described about some of the quotations. He got it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. How can you know the mood of mine? How can you understand my mood? Just imagine you don't know anybody, a stranger can tell you about your mentality. Oh, you are trying to buy a house in Santa Clara or something, says like, oh, how did you know? So all these things, so he's a great friend, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praising in front of Sarup Damodar and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the glorification of Sarupa Goswami, the devotees are non-envious. They are more pleased. When another devotee is praised in front of that, the devotee is very happy. So Rupa Goswami, he has written this Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. It is so beautiful poems. But unless and until somebody really gets into the nectar of those feelings, that how the feelings of, you know, the drama is like, it's a reality. It is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved that these feelings are accurate with the approved persons. And he is saying that Swarup Damodar, and they are saying, how come you get that benedictions to Rupa Goswami when it is inaccessible to Lord Brahma? By reading this book, by reading this Bhagavad Gita, you can understand the nature of God, what Krishna is. You can understand what his opulence is. There are 12 Adityas, there are 11 Rudras, there are 49 Vayus, there are this, there are this, there are this. But by chanting this Mahamantra, all the things is there. Just like you download from the internet, right? Automatically it downloads. So by Hare Krishna chanting, all the informations are downloaded to your heart. So it is just, but there will be spam if your heart is impure. It's like, you know, then you will cause all the virus. So we have to be careful. Everything is there. As long as ato shraddha tato sadhu sangha, then this stage go. What do you go? First you develop the shraddha, which is faith. Faith in the holy name, faith in the God or something else. Then you go sadhu sangha. Then you assign, you know, mix with some people, those who are same interested. After sadhu sangha, you do bhajana kriya. By performing this bhajana kriya, automatically all the anartha nibriti. By the anartha nibriti, then you get nishtha, which is steadiness. And automatically by getting the nishtha with few times, then you get the ruchi. And the ruchi is the taste. And the taste of the holy name, you will get by understanding, by coming, and by offering obeisances to the Lord, you will get it. And here, if you see, Krishna is mentioning in the text 6, let me read that, what he's saying. Etad yonini bhutani sarbaniti upadharaya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastatha. All created beings have their sources in these two natures. Which natures? Two natures. Of all these is material and that is spiritual in this world. Know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. He is saying, aham sarvasya prabho matta sarva pravartate iti matta bhajante mama buddha bhava samannita. Krishna is saying that in many ways you can relate to this world. You have 20 different slokas you can identify which can be related to this one. And how it is, how of all the material and spiritual in this world, know for certain I am both the origin and dissolution. And then second text 7 is saying, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana eva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pulse is strong and a thread. So when I was listening, Prabhupada gave one example that how one may challenge in the today's world. Material scientists, they are examining, they are confirming that these are energy. That's why Obama's campaign is how to find alternative energy. Now that not only they're everywhere, that how I don't want to depend on Mideast, but I wanted to get my oil or my here drilling section here only. The next alternative energy which is diffused around the world is solar energy. Inconceivable. Even it can, if you capture just fraction of the solar energy, it can feed the entire world. You really do not need coal, you do not need oil, or do not need nuclear weapons or anything. But we have to try for our tricks how quickly or how cost effectively we can get it. So the point is, all the energies we are confirming that earth is energy, water is energy, fire is energy, this energy and all. But how to confirm that this energy is coming from Krishna? Prabhupada gave two examples. Also, I am repeating the same. He said, just like I am a human being, I in my summer days, maybe in America you don't sweat or something like that. If you are sweating, how many perspiration coming from your body? Little like 5 ounces, 2 ounces, let's say. Something, right? But it is inconceivable. So one person. So if I have a minute, insignificant human being producing 5 ounces per day or whatever it is, or perspiration, sweating, why not God, such unlimited persons can produce their own ocean? Is it difficult to understand? If, in a theoretically, if you say that, okay, I have this, I am producing this much of water or from sweating, then why not God can produce it? So similarly, I am the origin of my sweating, so all the origins of water, which is oceans, is coming up, which is the origin is Krishna. And also he gave another example, just like a lemon tree or a orange tree, you put a small seed in your plant. I was in, last 2 weeks ago, I was in Rio in Brazil. He was saying, I met our temple president Satvik Das. He was mentioning that in Brazil, if you throw any seeds like that, there will be plant. There is the God's blessings there. Not here in India, it has to put fertilizer and many other things. But they have, anywhere you go saw guava plants and mango and many other trees, varieties of fruits. It is, imagine, forest, anybody gone to South America? No? Prabhuji, good. So, he was saying, Prabhupada was saying that the orange tree, if you put there, and when it blooms and becomes a tree, and when there are so many of oranges coming up, there are maybe thousands of oranges, let's say, in one tree, then how many ounces of the citric acid? 10 liter, 20 liter, let's say. So if a small seed of an orange tree can produce 20 gallons of citric acid, why God cannot produce 20 millions or more than that? So based on all this understanding, Prabhupada was trying to explain, take a minute thing. God has to understand, Sankhya philosophic theory is, take minute, go sample, and from the infinitesimal you can understand what is the nature of God. But don't try to bring God to your own estimation. I am producing 20 means, then God will produce 200. Not in that capacity. Because God is unlimited, God is more powerful, supremely powerful than me, and He is the origin of everything. And what He is saying in text 7? Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. He is saying in text 7, that, O conqueror of world, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pulse are strong on a thread. So how you will understand? Very simple example, that the orange tree or lemon tree, Kanti, it is producing this much of gallons of citric acid. I am producing as a human being 5 pounds of sweating in a day or 1 week or whatever it is. So why not God can also produce millions and billions of planets? And then it was also, there is an example given with Darwin and all. And Prabhupada is explaining, did ever know that Darwin has gone to each ocean inside or each planet to find out where the evolution is coming up? He may know he gone to South America. Okay, only one part he gone. Have you gone to Europe? Have you gone to Asia? Have you gone to this? So based on, even though he completed how many miles? 25,000 square miles, I believe it is, correct me, the circumference of Earth, 25,000 miles or something. So in that one, if you calculate also, go and trace down the living entities or the origin and anything, still you cannot comprehend. There are millions of billions of trillions of, at least 33,000 planets, there is demigod. We know 33,000 demigods are there, so definitely each demigod owns a one planet. So there is definitely 33,000 planets in this world, for the sake of knowing, it has life. Everywhere it is. It is said, Atma Sarvaga, means everywhere Atma is there, irrespective of what form, we do not know. If an Atma can reside in earth, just like we are, if an Atma can reside inside water, just like aquatics, if an Atma can reside inside the earth, just like earthworm or something else, or seed as a plant, and if earth and insects can reside in the air, and there are some more viruses that all can reside in the ether, why not in living beings can reside in the fire? So it is, theoretically, it is proven. Similarly, in the sun planet, moon planet, there are living beings which condense there. So all these things you can understand by analyzing one point to another one, and then you can see that how the difference of the Supreme Lord and difference of the material energy, because this 8 material energy, you understand the mind, intelligence, and false ego. I'm giving an example on the mind, where you see, when Daksha is a king as well as he was a Prajapati. When Daksha Prajapati was challenging Lord Shiva and offending Lord Shiva because he was very proud and puffed up, and I don't want to go to all the stories, but when he was offending and there was a fight, Lord Shiva's, there all the soldiers, they came in, their attendants, their associates, and there was a big fight, and they chop off his head. So Daksha was killed. But after all these things happened, Bhrigu was cut off also. So that's why Bhrigu has a beard like this. Some religion, likely maybe in Muslims, they put without the mustache, some like. So it's from Bhrigu, which is coming up. So there, where they put it like that, so when Daksha doesn't have anything, now they have to revive Daksha. And when Daksha has to revive, so they requested all the demigod, those who are left, they requested Lord Shiva that Lord Shiva is very merciful, and Asutosh, he said, I will bring him back, but punishment that he will have a goat head, just like goat, you know. So whenever you see the picture, so Daksha will have goat's head and human body. Now you can see in a scientific way, now that Daksha has goat's mind. He wants to eat grass. It didn't happen. He is still the Brahmin. He's still the most intelligent. So even though I change the head, where is that gone? The brain is there, the goat's brain. But that is not the one. It is coming from the consciousness. The origin, everything is coming from the consciousness. So one has to understand, the intelligent person understand where things are coming. Just see Ganesh. Is he acting like an elephant, eating all trunks and stems and leaves? His intelligence is like that. He has written Vedas with Vyasadeva in collaborations. When Vyasadeva was writing, who is writing, they don't know. So if it is not a matter of what is your material brain, the difference between the brain and mind is, brain is like a TV, television, and all these channels which is coming up and functioning, and you can manipulate 202 CNN, this and that, all these, the functions behind all these things is mind. So brain substance is just a platform, just like a railway platform. But any railway can come there. 100 miles hour speed of train or 200 miles. But depends on the platform. If you are in a platform of a goat, you will think in that. If you are a platform of a human being, your thinking will be rationalized and more God-realized things. So in this one, if you see, understand that the consciousness is the overall things of the understanding of all the things, not the matter or the brain. Just imagine Daksha's example here. Daksha is a goat's head, but he is not acting like a goat. So if you see now, take the scientific example of a scientist, they said that, okay, the mind, it is then it is gone. Everything is dependent on the spirit soul. As long as the spirit soul is there, Prabhupada mentioning is that let all the people, Darwin's followers, they go after the dead bodies, we don't care, but we go after the living being and supreme living being. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. We go after Krishna, which is the supremely intelligent, powerful, and let them go after the dead body. We don't care. So who is more intelligent? A person who goes after the living being, or a person who goes after the dead body collecting the bones? So we also follow, which is written as the code of conduct, code of ethics, and code of the knowledge written in the Vedas, which is transformed in the Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, and many other theories. So here, if you understand that in this chapter here, we find out that these eight constituents, material energy of God, which is nothing but aparasakti, which is inferior energy. And the more than the next energy is, which is the living being, which is more dear to the Lord. And the next one is his own Yogamaya, internal potency. Because it is parasasakti, vivideva sruyate. In one energy also you can manipulate many thousands of different energies which can be utilized to perform certain tasks. So, but just by understanding the mind, just by understanding the intelligence, and just by understanding the false ego, we can understand from Srimad Bhagavatam. I will just chant 5-6, which is technically the same one. It is called third canto, part 1. The Rishi Maitreya, and this is Maitreya and Vidura is going on, just 5 or 6. The Lord thus heard about the suspension of the progressive creative functions of the universes due to the non-combinations of his potency, such as the Mahat-tattva. The supreme powerful Lord then simultaneously entered into the 23 elements with the goddess Kali, his external energy, who alone amalgamates all the different elements. Next one is, Thus, when the personality of Godhead entered into the elements by his energy, all the living entities were enlivened into different activities, just as one is engaged in his work after awakening from sleep. When the 23 principal elements were set in action by the will of the Supreme, the gigantic universal form, or the Vishwarupa body of the Lord, came into existence. As the Lord, in his plenary portions, entered into the elements of the universal creation, they transform into the gigantic form in which all the planetary systems and all movable and immovable creation rest. The gigantic Virat Purusha, known as Hiranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities lay with him. So the total energy of the Mahatattva in the form of the gigantic Virat Rupa divided himself by himself into the consciousness of the living entities, the life of activity, and self-identification, which are subdivided into 1, 3, and respectively 10. So the gigantic universal form of the Supreme Lord is the first incarnation and a planetary portions of the Super Soul. He is the self of the unlimited number of the living entities, and in him rests the aggregate creation, which thus flourishes. The gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10, and 1 in the sense that he is the body and the mind and the senses. He is the dynamic force of movement by 10 kinds of life energy, and he is the one heart where life energy is generated. Let me repeat it again. So, the universal creation, when it comes up, so little bit we can have some relationship with the Srimad Bhagavatam, how the energies are created. As you see here, the Virat Rupa or the universal form, this is called 3, 10 and 1. 1 is the heart, only heart. And heart is the origin of all energies. From perspective of the material energy, your spiritual energy, everything is coming from the heart. Just like we talked about the Daksha's principle. And the 3 is the body, mind and the senses. And 10 is there are 10 life air within the body. Just like the 5 more, you take air which is a prana. There is, you evacuate in the bathroom, there is a different air, which is udana. And then, even to close your eyes, there is subtle air, which is manipulated. And you open yani. These are 10 different airs, which is their technical names are there. And that's what, if you go to different pranayam, yoga, or all, what they do is this air has been contaminated, polluted by incorrect behavior or by not applying the right methods. So you go to different pranayam system to correct those things and make a neutralized balance. By that one, the self is situated properly, you come to mode of goodness. And devotional service is performed in the mode of goodness. But again, even though if you perform those things, you cannot come to the conclusion of Krishna, because Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Bhunan Janmanante Jnanavan Mama Prapadyante Vasudevam Sarvamidhi Samahatma Sudullava. He is saying that by repeated birth, somebody will come to the stage, and then only you will be able to know me. So, this, if you read also Bhagavatam, if you have time, chapter canto 3, chapter 6, then you will be able to find out. I will read one purport, but before I go there, just wanted to stop here and have some question answer. Anybody wants to comment or? Any questions, any comments, or any further? Yes, Roji.
You had mentioned earlier that Krishna wants living entities to come to this world, do yajna and come back. Something to that effect. So, is that the purpose that he has sent them here? Because you said that they are caught up in enjoyment and everything and got distracted and doesn't like it. He had meant them to come here, do yajna and come back. One can ask, was that the primary purpose? And the other thing, if that was the primary purpose, couldn't they have done yajna in the spiritual world itself? Why come to the material world to do it?
Okay, very good question. So Prabhupada's question is, why Krishna is sending us and doing the yajna, why could not we do there? And I think the context, I put it here from Srimad Bhagavatam, where all the demigods, when they approached the Lord, and he mentioned to them that you enjoy this world by performing yajna, but that is not the highest goal. It is not that he has sent us, it is already we are there. And he knows that we'll never come back unless we really fulfill our desires and fulfill a complete one cycle. So it is basically a discussion with the demigods when they approached the Lord, when they approached the Lord, they could have asked, go back to Godhead, and God said, I can directly take. But they are asking how difficult the process of yajna, explain us, and how we can enjoy more. That's what he is saying, that you can perform this yajna and enjoy more with this, by performing this yajna. But it is not his final talk. Depends on the mentality and depends on the devotee's reciprocation. He reveals the same knowledge to the person. So in this case, it is not to be understood that God has any wrong intentions to send us here. Rather than, it is fulfilling our own desires and our own interests to be here. But at the same time, he is giving a benefit that by performing yajna, you will enjoy. But the beauty is that by continuously performing, you will come to the stage of love of God at me. So it is said in Bhagavad Gita that Abrahma Bhuvanala Loke Punaravartin Arjuna, and it is said by the dissolutions of this metal world, all the living beings from Maharloka to Janaloka, Tapaloka and Brahmaloka, they transfer back to Godhead. But they remain here performing the yajna with the self-realization and they will go back to Godhead. But the God has no intentions that, hey, you go there, but it has been asked. And you have got the opportunity, you got the full houses, everything, you enjoy it. But by doing this enjoyment, or by doing this yajna, one day, definitely it will trigger your mind and you will revive your God consciousness to me. That is the whole purport. But here one should understand that God has no meaning to send us back. It is our own desire. But once we are adamant or obstinate, just like a son is obstinate to father, that I wanted to go and play that football or whatever it is. It is the father's duty. He gives some tips and tricks that you wear shoes, you wear this, you wear that, and you wear this. But ultimately, his goal is that how he will be satisfied or self-situated. One should understand the purport or the meaning behind it, not necessarily the technical advice of this one. Any other Deepak Prabhuji wants?
Prabhu, thanks for, I think, I should have more classes from you. The role of Kali, Kali Devi, I was not very clear on, like in Brahma Samhita, talk about Durga. And so how are they related and how, can you, again talk about more about how the creation is affected by Kali Devi? I was not very clear while you were reading that.
Yeah, I think, it's a very subjective question and subjective answers. Means if you just wanted to know what is the role of Kali in this material world, then you can see that just like Durga, I will give a very simple example for Hare Krishna. I'll give a simple example. In a kingdom, a king is there and there is a jail. And in the jail, there is a superintendent. So the role of Kali is just like a superintendent. But the superintendent is always in favor or in compliance with the king. But here, whoever is in the jail, the prisoners, she gives punishment based on their criminal activities, based on their whatever they have done it. So similarly, this material world is we all are sinners because we are here. Whoever we see the body getting as a body, then we definitely committed sins. That's what we got the body like this. And the role of Durga is that he has two maya, that is called pratyapaksha, means she will always throw you. Another is chastisement, always giving you punishment. So by this one, she will always keep under control with the illusory energy of all this mundane world. Just like I gave an example of Haridas Thakur, how maya cannot capture. Just by performing devotional service, you can overcome the influence of Kali. Prabhupada, one time one disciple asked that, Prabhupada, what is the role of Maya to you? Like, Maya is under my shoes. So, but we cannot comment like that. It's Prabhupada, he's a pure liberated soul. He can say, and that's what we can touch the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and we can overcome the influence of Maya. Otherwise, Mama Maya Durataya means it is very difficult to overcome this Maya. And only thing is, who is Mahatma? Who is satatam kirtanta maam bhajati maam pritipurbhakam dadami buddhyegam tam ena maam upayantite. Only by satatam kirtanta, then only you can overcome maya. But the creation part, the technical part, if you wanted to know, yes, you can see how from Chaturkumar before that, how Brahma is created, and from the Brahma, how Lord Shiva is created, and from Lord Shiva, how all the varieties of demigods is created in, you can read either Brahma Samhita, or you can read Bhagavatam Canto 3, 6, 7, 8. Okay? Any other questions, Prabhuji? Krishna Dharma Prabhuji, you're smiling. I think turn on the micro. Yeah.
Who are staying in Brahmaloka? They have to come back to Bhuloka and go back to Godhead, Prabhuji, or they can go directly from there?
No, they will. It is said in some of the instances, and also in Prabhupada lecture, I used to hear that sometimes not necessarily they go. Depends on which kalpa he describes, because one day of Brahma in come, right? Dissolutions means whether it is kalpa, bikalpa, mahakalpa. So which dissolutions it is go? But yes, they don't need to necessarily to come to this world to, you know, Bhuloka to perform and go back. From there, they can transport back to Godhead from Brahmaloka. So when there is a final dissolution, they will go back to Godhead. But as long as their pious activity is done, for example, somebody is in Sargaloka for 200,000 years, but once he is done, but the kalpa is not approaching, then he has to come back as a human being to this Bhuloka. And from that Bhuloka, he has to perform his own pious activities again. But this is the transient pace, just like Kaval sense, where you perform it, and then from here, you can transport back to Patal Loka, Sutala, Talatala, Bitala, or you can go back to again Mahir Loka. So it is likely, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartin Arjuna, means it is going back and forth. But final dissolution when it is come, but you never know. 200,000 years, there may be mistakes, just like King Riga, he did mistakes. King Indra, he has done so many things, even he has done, likely kidnapped many women of big sages like Gautam Munis and many other things he can perform. He was immediately from Indra, he became as a hog by a course of a saintly person. And when he became a hog, when Brahma was so very merciful that why Indra is becoming a hog here and not coming back, so he came personally requested, please come and come to accept your throne. He was saying, you know, I have 10 kids, I have to go and eat stools and all. So it's like, just imagine, it depends on the body you are there, your constitutional, your consciousness is completely covered by the Maya. So as long as you are in the human being, you are likely more fortunate. So but if you are in Brahmaloka, it is no guarantee, but it is that they can see even God. In Swargaloka, just like we worship here, Krishna is not playing his hand right, then our consciousness may be completely, you may be run away or something. So in Swargaloka, Krishna, Upendra, like Bamandev, they offer and Krishna accepts it directly with their hand, physically. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are going back to Godhead. But it is said that suddenly they will go back. But there is a chance of fall down. Because as long as you are in this material world, irrespective of how big or how small you are, there is a chance of falling down. So it's very careful on that, and that's why. And the theory is likely not necessarily one has to come back to Bhuloka, but it is said as long as your pious activity is exhausted, yes, you come back to the Bhuloka and again start your pious activities. But here there is a chance when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur, all the demigods, including, like as I mentioned, Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, Hanuman, Lalita, Vishakha, all spiritual personalities, they came in person in the Mayapur to perform as a human being. When Sachimata's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born as a Gaur Sundar Nimai, 7 women came, Arundhati, Urbashi, and Savitri, Durga, and many others. They came as a human being, but not necessarily they are part of this world. But they can assume the form of human being and they can come. But there are different personalities, though assume, they don't assume, they become without knowing what they are in P4, just like Indra when become hog. But they came to please the Lord in the form they can come. So there are varieties of steps in that. Okay. Any other questions from back?
Hello. Yeah, hi, Jai Shri Krishna. You mentioned about throwing seeds in Brazil and there is no need for fertilizer, that something like that. So what was your intention, or what do I take away from that example? I'm not trying to question a scientific, because there is a, if I after going to school and so much education, like I know that there is a rainforest and the minerals and all the things are, I have been to that place. So there is a reason why plants grow without needing fertilizer. It is called the rainforest, Amazon River, very fertile.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned about that seeds, if I just throw, it will come up, right? There was some.
Yeah, yeah. I actually forgot that context right now because I have to remember what. But the point I was trying to say that the soul is sarbaga, means everywhere there is a presence of the soul in all the planets. And when we define that in this world, when we say that the living beings are in this planet, and not only when we see in the moon, there are 33 or millions of planets which there is no soul. Sarbhaga means the souls in a different variety, 84 lakhs of species are present everywhere. So I was maybe trying to give a reference that in Brazil, if you go and you can find out all the living beings of different plants and fruits available on the street, on the side.
My point was basically, like, do we, I understand we do not change the purport or the interpretation of our scripture. Like, my thing was, like, I read about Buddhism, the Dalai Lama's. I am reading one book, and in that, what I saw is that how he is telling United States the material world people in general that how about you use science for use science along with materialism, use science along with spirituality for betterment of humankind. So I was just. Mm-hmm. Trying to understand from that point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you, anyways, never mind. Whenever you think of it again, why?
Yes, sure.
That example. I got what you had to say though, like all the 84 lakhs. I understood right. Your answer. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, definitely. I think your point is, yeah, we are not neglecting or we are nullifying the science. But at the same time, when the science is degrading or nullifying or downplaying the importance of the role of God, that time we challenge. So similarly, when I say there are theories which Prabhupada always challenges, which really talks about the non-existence of God. When he touches about the conclusion it gives is that there is no necessity of God or there is nothing reason rational behind the creation of the world as a God. At the time, Prabhupada challenges the science that what basis you derived a conclusion, what scientific theory you come, for example, Big Bang theory. Right, I'm giving many other examples. Big Bang theory, when it is said that when we say that out of accident something happened. So some one devotee is asking, I also take 5 bricks in my hand. I just put dump. Then why not a house is built if it is accident? House is built with bricks, right? But there is some intelligence. So we have to honor that intelligence. So the point what we are trying to say is that the science we also honor. Based on the what is derived from that. But the science, when they given the conclusion, there is no role of God or it is not related to the importance of the creations of God, based on that time it has been challenged, based on the Shastras. Yeah, that's very good. Thank you. Any other questions from... Yes.
You said that you have to perform yajna. God has sent... same question Rashid Prabhu asked, but what kind of yajna it is? Like yajna that rishis will do with fire, that kind of yajna or?
No, this yajna, even though Srimad Bhagavatam in one sloka, Sudha Goswami concluded, Ato punga dvija srishta varnasrama vibhagasa sthanu sitasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritosanam. He said that the varnasrama had been divided as likely 4 classes of dharma, varna, and 4 classes of ashramas, likely brahmachari, and you are grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Then you have brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, and sudra. It is saying that based on whatever dharma you are in, whichever classes of you are, either a brahmachari or a grihastha, or this or that, you can perform that. But he is giving conclusion, he says, sthanu sitasya dharmasya samsiddhi bharitoshanam. If your dharma, even activities, is not triggering a little smile in the law, in the smile in face of Krishna, then what is the use of such dharma? Even though maybe you popped up knowledge, having all the knowledge of Vedic, but you will be still considered as a cobra which is having the, you know, diamond or the jewels in his hood. So similarly, the yajna, it is meant that yajna has to be dharma, yajna has to be performed for the pleasure of the Lord only. Because you can read on chapter 2 also in Bhagavad Gita about the yajna. And also there are many yajnas he is mentioning, how you can offer to the food, then how you can think of Krishna, manmana bhava madbhava madhyaji mama namaskuru, He can, these four principles he can adopt. That is also yajna. And in this age, the yajna is Sankirtan yajna. It is said in Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna Sangha Pangastha Parsadam. What is that? Yajna Sankirtana Prayaru. Means this is the, this age in the Kali Yuga, this yajna, Sankirtana, even also in different Upanishads it says, Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana. In this age of Kali, the real dharma is Sankirtan Dharma, Harinam Dharma. And it is said also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always repeats, Harir Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyatha. It is saying that by chanting of this holy name, that is the real religion. Our religion is two types. One is called Naimitika Dharma, another is Sanatan Dharma. So Naimitika Dharma is pertaining to your body, which is you cannot bypass. I am in a body of a human being, or doing as a driver, or a cook, or whatever it is, I have to perform that. That is my Naimitika Dharma. The Sanatan Dharma is related to directly to the God, which is eternal, which he also at the same time can perform. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the devotee is coming back and wants to come, a Pandit, and he said that, no, I wanted to leave my home and I wanted to go and do Sannyas Dharma. Then Mahaprabhu said, wherever you are Grihe Thako, Bane Thako, Sada Haribolo Dako. He said that whether you reside in a Griha or you reside in a forest, doesn't matter, but if you chant the holy name of God, that is your successful life. That's what he becomes successful. And he advised him, go back to him also. When he talked to Ramananda Raya, also Ramananda Raya was very hesitant to give the purport of what is the finest religion. He started the religion Varnasrama. Then he started going this. Finally come, love of God is the final destination. That is the our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya say, Sambandhe Abhidhe Prayajane Tattve Ehi Dharma Jane. Means by knowing Sambandha, by knowing Abhidhe, by knowing Prayajana, the final conclusion who knows the Prayajana is the love of Godhead. That is the real religion which Ramananda Raya was explaining to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Ramananda Raya is not in the category of Brahmana. He said, I am a Shudra because he is a governor. Governor technically is those who are working for salary, means they are Shudra. And he was considered himself as a Shudra. But in other words, he is a pure devotee. And Ramananda, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nasi, Kiva, means whatever he is saying, that Ei Krishna Tattva Jana Sei Guru Haya. He is saying that even though you are a Vipra, or you are a Sudra, or you are this, or you are that, doesn't matter. Ei Krishna Tattva Jana Sei Guru Haya. Those who know the Krishna Tattva, they are also considered Guru. And that is our real religion. That is our real yajna, is performing the Sankirtan yajna. In this age, you cannot buy a millions of or quantity of ghee to perform any Agnihutra yajna. You cannot perform any other Bajpe yajna. You cannot perform this yajna, which is required, this has to be done. Because when Vritasura was born, the guy who was performing this, he mispronounced the syllable. And by the time, the result is different. But Harinam Sankirtan, even though mispronounced, there is result will not be different because your intention. When Rasya Prabhupada went, some devotees they called Prabhupada Guru. Instead of, they cannot pronounce, so Guru to Guru. Guru means, you know, all the animals, a cow, you know. So Prabhupada laughed and that's okay because it is not their intention at all. But they are very humble and they are very innocent. And by that one, they can overcome. So with that one approach, we have to teach everyone that the real religion is Harinam Sankirtan. Real religion is Sankirtan Dharma. By adopting this process of Sankirtan Yajna, not only your life will be successful, all the neighborhood, all the places, whenever it is said, the Vaishnavas, whenever you word is, all these, till this Sargaloka, all these insects are also getting liberated. If your devotee chants Hare Krishna Mahante, Prabhupada chanting, just imagine, the entire path wherever he is chanting with the hands upraised is all the insects will be liberated. That's the glory of a pure devotee. And Haridas Thakur has explained and many times the glory of the holy name in Chaitanya Charitamrita and many other scriptures. And we have to just take within our heart and accept this theory and just function properly. Hare Krishna.